Hello.
Hello, good evening. Am I speaking with Lenore? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, perhaps you can help me. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote? Hello?
It was my watch. Hello?
Hello there. Yes.
Hold on. Hello?
Hi there. We're calling for National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Likely.
Probably
Very
vote?
Likely.
So is that probably vote? Would that be correct or definitely vote?
Definitely
vote. Thank you.
Yeah.
And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
My age?
Yes, please.
Oh, 49.
49, thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race, please? What is your race, please?
My race is for now.
Asian.
Asian, thank you. Thank you. Please raise your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. And 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So how motivated are you? 10. Thank you. Extremely motivated. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I can't really judge because it's all this stuff going on right now.
Answer here. It's your opinion that counts, sir. The choices are very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
I'm just not gonna say anything because I can't say satisfied or dissatisfied because like I said I can't blame anyone. It's because of the situation that's going on in the world. I can't really complain.
Okay, very well. In that case, should I interview you that you don't know, or will you choose one of
know.
Them? Very well.
I don't know.
Okay, very well.
I'm not choosing neither.
Sure, I understand. So I'll interview that you don't know. Very well. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I will mention a few issues, and you can choose the two that are more important to you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K-12 public school education, healthcare cost, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence. So of those issues, which two are the most important to you?
Democracy.
Okay, let me get to
Protecting
our democracy and freedoms, okay?
And protecting our environment.
Climate change and environmental issues, correct?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on, sir. Thank you for your input. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve some of them, but I disapprove some of them because they're divided.
All right.
Sure. Divided.
Sure, but the choices I have for you is strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved. So which one is it, sir?
Somewhat disapproved.
Somewhat disapproved. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
About the same, very well. Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse.
Getting worse, race relations. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
It's not affecting me personally, but I should say not often, but it happens.
Not often?
It's probably not often because I'm probably not in the area where they have discrimination.
I see.
Racism.
Sure. Correct, but the question is about your personal experience, and you say not often, right?
Not often.
Okay, let's move on. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sexual or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all, very well. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Copy. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, sure. Would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
We are
talking about your rights as a citizen. Would you say that you have more rights, same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same rights.
Same rights, very well.
Yeah, same rights.
Sure. Let's move on fast. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is the Republican Party. How do you feel about the Republican Party from 0 to 100?
If it's bad or good, what?
Yeah, zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 100 means you feel very warm and favorable. You like them a lot. And 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. The higher the number, the more you like them. So you can choose any number between 0 and 100. The Republican Party, what is your opinion of them?
So 0 is the lowest?
Right? Zero is the lowest, and 100 is the highest number that you can give them.
So 100 is good?
Yeah, the higher the number, the better.
Okay. I would say number six right now.
Remember, you can use any number from 0 to 100. So you want to give them
a number six.
Six?
Yeah,
very well.
I don't favor them.
Okay, I understand. Very well. And the next one is a politician, Cornel West. How would you rate him if you are familiar with him, Cornel West?
Who is he?
Cornel West. He's a politician. Are you familiar with him? Have you ever heard that name before?
West?
Cornel West.
Is he what? No, I'm familiar with him.
Remember, if you have no opinion or never heard of them, let me know so I can enter the proper.
I'm not.
No opinion, okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Oh.
How do you feel about Mr. Trump from 0 to 100? Hello? You're breaking up a little.
Yeah.
What number what number would you give Donald Trump? Yes.
What number? So is it? Are you talking about like from
Donald Trump? Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
we are rating the people, you know, from 0 to 100. Yeah. The higher the number, the better your opinion of the person. The lower the number, you know, you don't like them.
Oh, I said zero.
Zero. Okay.
Yeah. I give them zero.
Well, very well. How do you feel about the national? How do you feel about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
I'm kind of like in the middle of that. I believe in gun rights.
So what do you want to give them?
Be a balance.
What number would you like to give them?
I'll say.
Excuse me?
I'd say 15 or 20, something like that. 20, yeah.
No, man. You have to choose a number between 0 and 100. Any number.
Okay, just 20.
20, okay, very well.
Yeah.
And the next one is our organization. It's called the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Yeah.
Do you know that organization? And if you do, what number would you give them? How would you rate them?
Which one was it?
The number, it's an organization, and the name is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Oh, okay. How do I, kind of like ACLU?
No. It's called the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. So what number would you give them? How would you rate them from 0 to 100? Hello? Remember, if you got no opinion or never heard of the organization or person, let me know. Hello? Hello, sir? Are you there?
Yes.
Yes. How would you rate this Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Yeah, I never heard of them.
Never heard of them. All right. Very well. Let's enter that code. Next one is another person, Tim Scott. Do you know the name of Tim Scott? Do you know that person? And if you do, how would you rate him? Tim Scott.